All right, coffee lovers, buckle up. Today, we're diving deep into the world of Cafe Nairobi.
Kenyan coffee, but not just any Kenyan coffee.
Right, we're talking about a premium experience. Like, what makes Cafe Nairobi special beyond just a bag of beans?
Exactly. It's about the whole, I guess you could say, the whole approach.
Okay, so let's unpack that. First off, they're really proud of where their beans come from, right? The volcanic soil around Mount Kenya.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
It's like wine. Certain regions just produce the best stuff. Is it kind of the same deal with coffee?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know how they talk about terroir with wine? Well, that totally applies to coffee, too. In Kenya, those high altitude areas around Mount Kenya, boom, some of the most flavorful Arabica beans you'll find.
So what is it about that soil, the climate, that terroir that makes the coffee so good?
It's the volcanic soil. Imagine like this crazy mix of minerals, super rich, super complex.
Like a superfood for coffee plants.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, it drains really well, which is important for those coffee cherries. Then you add the altitude, the cooler temps up there. That means the beans develop slower, and bam, you get these denser, more flavorful beans.
Wow. Okay, so there's a real science to it.
Yeah.
They've got these amazing beans, and then what?
They roast them, right? I see they have different roasts, like cold brew, espresso, French press.
You got it. And that's where they start to really cater to everyone's personal taste. Like a lighter roast will really bring out those bright, fruity notes. Kenyan beans are known for that. But then a darker roast, you might get more of those chocolatey caramel vibes.
So we've got the high-quality beans, the different roasts. But wait, there's more. Cafe Nairobi isn't just about selling bags of coffee. They've got a whole merch line.
It's cool, right?
Mugs, hats, sweatshirts, all with the Cafe Nairobi logo. Talk about repping your love for coffee. But then, and this is what really caught my attention, they also have coffee brewing equipment. Now, that is interesting. It's like they're saying, hey, we don't just want you to take the beans home. We want you to have the best possible experience with them.
Okay, yeah, we had to talk more about the equipment. But first, let's all take a sip of our imaginary Cafe Nairobi coffee, and we'll be right back to explore how they're taking this premium coffee experience to a whole other level.
So, equipment. I gotta say, walking into a place with all these coffee gadgets, it can be a bit much. Like, where do you even begin?
I know. It's like, do I need some special, like, thermometer scale? What's actually gonna make the biggest difference?
Well, Cafe Nairobi, they've picked out stuff with that, you know, premium experience in mind. They have all the basics, like filters and mugs, but then they've got those fancier things, gooseneck kettles if you're into pour over coffee, even a milk frother for those latte art dreams.
Okay, that sounds cool, but let's back up a sec. For someone who's used to just like scooping pre-ground coffee into their regular coffee maker, why is all this extra stuff even necessary?
Okay, think of it this way. You've got these awesome beans, right? Carefully grown, roasted perfectly, tons of potential flavor. But to really get that flavor, you got to control the whole brewing process.
So it's like having the best ingredients for a fancy meal, but then using like dull knives and a rusty pan.
Exactly. And one of the biggest things is the grinder. Cafe Nairobi, they offer a few different kinds, but the main thing is freshly ground beans. They're key.
Seriously. I'll admit, I usually buy pre-ground just because it's easier.
I get it. We're all busy. But here's the thing. When those beans are ground up, there's way more surface area exposed to oxygen. And oxygen, that's what makes coffee go stale. Those awesome aromas and flavors, they start fading right away.
So even if I have amazing beans, if they've been sitting there pre-ground for a while, I'm not getting the full experience.
Nope. A good grinder, you grind those beans right before you brew, and boom, all that freshness, all those complex flavors. It's a huge difference, I'm telling you.
Okay, you've convinced me. Grinder's on the shopping list. What about the actual coffee maker, though? Cafe Nairobi has a bunch of options there, too. Drip machines, French presses, even a cold brew maker. I gotta admit, I'm kind of into that one.
It really just depends on what you like and how you want to brew your coffee. Like, if you just want a quick cup in the morning, a good drip machine is perfect. And Cafe Nairobi, they seem to have chosen ones that keep the temperature consistent. That's important for drip coffee.
And what about, like, the coffee snob, the one who wants to try all the fancy brewing techniques?
Oh, well, they have a French press, beautiful thing. That is great for a really rich cup of coffee. And if you want to get real serious, there's a whole pour-over setup with a gooseneck kettle. Pour-over gives you lots of control, so you can really bring out those unique flavors in each bean.
Oh, and we can't forget espresso. Like, having an espresso machine at home, that's the ultimate, right? Bringing the cafe experience home. Does Cafe Nairobi offer one of those?
They do. And it looks pretty high end. Built-in grinder, milk frother, the work.
It's amazing they've really thought of everything. Equipment for everyone, no matter how you like your coffee. They're really delivering on that whole premium experience thing. But what about the actual coffee? Does it live up to the hype?
Well, that's the real question, isn't it? But luckily, we've got some answers. Cafe Nairobi has a ton of customer reviews, and people are pretty passionate about their coffee. Want to hear what they're saying?
Absolutely. Let's dive into those reviews and see what real coffee drinkers are saying about Cafe Nairobi. That's coming up in the final part of our deep dive, so stick around. All right, time to hear from the people who actually drink the coffee. We've talked about those special beans, the ethical sourcing, all the cool equipment, but does it actually taste good?
That's the bottom line, right? And from the reviews, it sounds like Cafe Nairobi is definitely doing something right.
Yeah, I was looking at their website, and honestly, some of these testimonials are pretty impressive. People are using words like exquisite, transformative.
Whoa, transformative.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's a bit much, but you get the idea.
No, I get it. What I'm seeing is that people really love it. They keep talking about the quality, the freshness, and how unique the flavor is. You can tell they're using great beans and they really know how to roast them.
There's this one review, Emily Martinez. She said the coffee actually transported her back to a trip she took to Kenya. Said the flavors were so, like, vivid, it brought back all these memories.
Wow, yeah. That's what a really amazing coffee can do. It's not just about the caffeine. It can bring back memories, feelings, even make you feel like you're somewhere else. It's like a whole sensory experience.
It's crazy how powerful taste can be.
Oh,
there's this other guy, David Long. He calls himself a coffee snob.
Oh, I know that type.
Yeah. But he said Cafe Nairobi is the best coffee he's ever had.
Yeah.
Hands down. Said he'll never buy another brand again.
High praise from a coffee snob. That says a lot about their quality, you know? That they can impress even the toughest critics.
And what I think is really cool is how many people are into the whole ethical, sustainable thing. They mention that in their reviews a lot, and they seem genuinely happy to support a company that's doing things the right way.
Yeah, it's a big deal for a lot of coffee drinkers these days. People want to know where their coffee comes from, how it's grown, and if the farmers are treated fairly. And Cafe Nairobi is really open about all of that.
So it sounds like Cafe Nairobi really is delivering on that premium Kenyan coffee experience, from the farm to your cup and everything in between.
They've thought of it all, the beans, the roasting, the ethical sourcing, even the equipment to make the perfect cup at home. They're not just selling coffee, they're building a community around it.
That's a great way to put it. So we've covered a lot in this deep dive, but if there's one thing to remember, it's this. Cafe Nairobi is about more than just getting your caffeine fix. It's about a whole new way to experience coffee.
It's about taking your time, enjoying the moment, you know, appreciating all the work that goes into each cup, knowing where it came from, feeling good about your choices.
Well said. Now, here's something to think about. If you could only pick one piece of Cafe Nairobi equipment to, like, upgrade your coffee setup at home, which would you choose and why? Let us know. You can find us on all the socials. And hey, if you haven't tried Cafe Nairobi yet, I really recommend giving it a shot. It just might change how you think about coffee.
Happy brewing, everyone.